Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
County Coroner acquires mobile morgue from Homeland Security. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Coroner's Office has acquired a mobile morgue from the Department of Homeland Security, hoping it won't be needed but prepared for emergencies. The Gillette News Record reported this semi-trailer morgue, previously located in Cheyenne, can hold 44 bodies, significantly more than the coroner's office capacity of 6 to 9. Coroner Paul Wallum had requested the mobile morgue due to occasional space shortages during case influxes. While it's primarily stationed in Campbell County, it is available for use by other counties in northeast Wyoming. Wallum aims to keep the mobile morgue throughout the summer, despite no set timeline for its stay. Barrasso proposes using unspent COVID funds to complete border wall. U.S. Senator John Barrasso has proposed legislation to redirect unused federal COVID-19 funds towards completing the southern border wall, a project initiated under former President Donald Trump. Cowboy State Daily reported Barrasso introduced the Build the Wall Act of 2024 on Tuesday, which would establish a southern border wall construction fund requiring the Department of Homeland Security to use unspent coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds for constructing and maintaining the border wall. Barrasso criticized current border policies and emphasized the need for secure borders, urging bipartisan support for the initiative. The Trump administration had allocated $15 billion for the wall, constructing 458 miles, primarily replacing less robust barriers. Senator Barrasso said in his press release, "Border walls work. Before President Biden came into office, we were well on our way to a secure and safe southern border." Barrasso's proposal comes as an amendment to the Democrat-backed Border Security Act, positioned as a compromise solution to the border crisis. Despite President Biden halting wall construction in 2021, he approved 20 miles of new fencing last October. As of September 2023, around $124 billion in SLFRF money remains unspent, with Wyoming having received $1.2 billion, of which $596 million has been used. Additionally, Wyoming has historically contributed $22 million towards border barrier costs and recently approved $750,000 to support Texas border security. The Biden administration had expanded the permissible uses of SLFRF funds in March to include affordable housing projects, a move opposed by Republicans but upheld by the Senate Democrats. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.